But really, it's such a privilege to be here. Thanks so much, Carly. Thanks so much. Rob, you guys are amazing. Yeah, God's good. So for those of you who haven't met me before, my name is Ivan, and I do speak a little bit different. Yes, I am from South Africa, originally from Hawaii, spent 16 years in Hawaii, of all places, and 2 years in Carlsbad. So about 15 years ago, we decided to head back to Cape Town, my family, myself, after ministering many years in Hawaii on an island called Maui. Who's been to Maui? Anybody been? Beautiful place, eh? And we decided as a family to head across back to Cape Town. That's where I'm originally from. And on the way back, we're like, man, we are going to start a church. God is calling us to start a very unique church, and we want to see the nations reached for the Lord. And we really had this dream of seeing a church just really impacting into the nations. And after a week or two of being back in Cape Town, I hadn't been there for 15 years, Karen's, my wife's mom, mentioned, hey, Ivan, why don't you go check out the surfer's church? Like, I mean, of all things, surfer church. It's not a surfer church, but there's a church called Joshua Generation. She'd never been there, but she had heard about it. It was still quite small, probably about 300-400 people, about 8 elders, 10 elders at the time. And for us as a family, we were new. We're like, oh, let's go check it out. Man, the moment we walked into Josh Gen, God just gripped our hearts. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, we got in there, it's like, why would we want to do anything different? Why would we want to start a church, plant a church, when this is already what we're seeing? And God just knitted our hearts right away. We went to Andrew and the team after, said, man, we, whatever it looks like, we want to put out chairs, whatever it looks like, we want to serve God alongside you and behind you. And the rest is history. It's been 16 years of just really incredible journey with what God has been doing through Joshua Generation, into the nations, and then 412. You had Brad here last week. And man, isn't Brad awesome? I love the guy. We've been down in Newport Beach the last few days, and actually last few weeks. We've been there for 3 weeks, helping chairs and just blowing wind into their sails. And it's been incredible to see what God is doing in this area. So I hope you guys are ready. Ask the person next to you, are you ready? Yeah. Ask the person next to you, come on, properly. Are you ready? There we go. Make sure you're all awake there. But just a little background. I think a lot of you don't know who I am. I'm not going to take too long this morning. I'm aware of time, but maybe just a little bit of background, and I'll pick up what I feel God is doing and saying through us from this morning's prayer into the now, into today. Today is the day of salvation. Today, God wants to do something in your life, and we believe it. That it's no coincidence, that God has formed this service the way it is this morning. We could have come in very differently. It could have been a whole different direction as Jake was leading and the elders alongside them. But God wants to do something in our lives this morning. For my own life, I gave my life to the Lord when I was 4 years old. I grew up in a Christian home. And at the age of four, I was in a service. I remember distinctively when I walked in. I can see the hall to this day, a kids' meeting. This old lady, she was about 70, or I wouldn't say old, an older lady. I'm almost there, okay? An elder lady, probably about 70 or 80. And she just shared a beautiful story about Jesus. And at 4 years of age, something just gripped my heart. Right at that moment, I remember the exact moment I put my hand up, and I walked forward as a young boy, myself, my sister. We stood up in front of the little building in this church, and we gave our lives to Jesus. I gave my life to Jesus for the first time. And I remember the moment like it was yesterday, like, Lord, I want to serve you. And since that moment, I'm now 57, a few years later. I know I look a little bit younger, maybe. No, hopefully. But I'm a grandpa. I'm trying to rub it in now. But really, it's been an amazing journey of just seeing how God's worked through all the pieces. And for the first few years, I was 4 years old. I mean, I was in school doing the normal thing. But I remember moments like this, very similar to this. I grew up on a farm where we had a rehabilitation farm. People with drug addicts had demonized people coming and brought to the farm, and we would help pray for them, and they'd stay there for a few weeks. But I remember moments like this, where there were suddenly moments where God would just come into a place and just break in like never before. And I would see, as I was growing up, I would see different moments where people would be sometimes in a service, and like you heard earlier, someone starts singing in tongues. I'm like, wow, what is that? I didn't understand it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. God's doing something. And there was movement that was happening. People were getting healed, people being baptized, people coming out the water baptized and speaking in tongues. And one day walking down the road with my dad, I was 9 years of age on this sand road on a farm that we lived at. And I was walking down this road, and my dad, beautiful man, my great-grandfather was the first to give their lives to Jesus. He was part of the Salvation Army. I don't know if you guys have Salvation Army. And this guy was an old guy. He was an old war guy. He used to fight in the wars in South Africa, like just a rebel. I mean, he's got 3 death certificates, a drunkard. And God gripped his heart, and he joined the Salvation Army. And I remember him from a really young age, just beating this drum on the corner and sharing the gospel. And that, he's my great-grandfather. Then my grandfather got saved, and he was just as bad. They were drinking buddies with my dad. Wherever they went, they would carry alcohol in case they got to a place and there wasn't enough alcohol. They would have enough in their trunk just in case they ran out. So my great-grandfather got saved. My grandfather got saved, started sharing the gospel wherever he went. I mean, he was so radical that if you're sitting in a service like this and you talk about, Mike, the blood of Jesus, he would just go, he wouldn't be able to breathe. The blood of Jesus had such an impact on his life. He got radically transformed in a minute. My dad was next. He got radically saved too. So I had a great-grandfather, and then a father that just got passionately in love. So I brought up into this moment. So walking down the sand road with my dad, who had given his life to the Lord, and he said to me, Ivan, do you want to receive the Holy Spirit in your life? And I was like, you're my father. You're my dad. What father would ask anything else? What father would give something bad to his son, the Bible says? I said, yeah, for sure, Dad. He just laid his hand. Come stand with me quickly. He just stood next to me like this. He's like, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, come right now, and I pray for Ivan. And as he did that, thanks so much, suddenly the Holy Spirit came upon my life as a 9-year-old. And I'd never had any theological background. I didn't understand the deep theologies of speaking in tongues and what it meant, but all of a sudden, the suddenly moment, and the Spirit started flowing through me, and the Holy Spirit just, and I started speaking this tongue, and I was like, I could hear myself speaking. I was like, wow. And the Bible says that today is the same as yesterday. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants to pour out His Spirit today. Even for you today, the faith that He wants to impart on your lives. And I'll share a quick story, just how that transferred into our lives as we were walking through into ministry. So we were planting churches in South Africa at the time. I was a young boy. And even at a young age, I'd be on a Sunday morning, we'd go into places, and as we were planting churches, I'd be the first putting out chairs. I'd be like, who's put out chairs before? Like, you join a church, and like, new church plant. You know the feeling. Every week, come putting out chairs. For one week, my dad was praying with our family, and they really felt that they need to plant a church in an area where there's a lot of Hindu people that were not Christians. It was an area in South Africa, and God laid on our hearts that we should plant a church in a certain area. My dad looked at it, he presented it to us, like, hey, we've been called to plant a church. And we're like, Dad, there's no churches around that area. It's a full Hindu area. How are they going to accept us? And he just felt in the spirit, by faith, that God wanted to do a work. So we went there the first Sunday. We found the hall that had been allocated to us, like this outside a restaurant, nice little hall. And we were full of faith. Like, God called us. We are going to plant a church, and God's going to bring the masses in. Got there the first week. My dad was ready to preach. Got to this place, got to this hall, put out the chairs. First week, got there, and we waited. God called us to plant a church. We've got faith. And we got there. Guess how many people came? None. First week, we're like, oh, God, no one's coming. But God had promised, He said, He's going to bring the people to get saved. Second week, yes, now we're full of faith. God, might have missed last week. Second week, we got there full of faith. Let's pray harder. Let's believe more. Got there. Second week, same thing. No one came. I remember my dad going home. That third week, as it was coming closer, drawing nearer, my dad saying, Lord, have we missed it? What are we doing here? Putting our chairs, we're ready for the people. We're ready to present the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. And as we got there the third week, same thing, put out the chairs in faith again. We were full of faith, and nothing happened. But all of a sudden, this car drove into the driveway, and this older gentleman got out. He was a Hindu man. And he came out and stood in front of my dad. I still remember the moment. He came to my dad, had a little baby in his hand, a little girl that was wrapped in clothes. And he said, yeah, you say you can heal people. And my dad's like, no, I can't heal anybody, but I do know somebody that can. And his name is Jesus. My Jesus is going to heal your baby. My dad hadn't taken a closer look. And the man looked at my dad and said, this is my baby. And as The man unfolded the cloths. This baby was just ridiculed in sores from head to toe. My dad was like, oh my goodness, I've just said that Jesus is going to heal this baby. But this baby was just totally just in sores, in boils the whole way through. And our faith right away is like, oh my goodness. I remember my dad saying at that moment, take your child home. When you get home, put into a little bath. And as you wash it, the sores are going to come off. And we're all listening like, Dad, that's a lot of faith to be saying to a Hindu man that's not a Christian. And I remember them driving away. The following week, we got back, set up the chairs as normal, fourth week in a row, saw the car arrive. Second car, third car, fourth, just cars started coming into the driveway. Started filling up. People started, we're like, whoa, what is happening? There's just people pouring into this building. This man came to my dad, the same man with the baby, presented the baby, as not a scar on it. He said, as I got home, yeah, come on, give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Jesus. As I put the baby and started washing, the sores just started falling off. As I washed it, every scar, every sore disappeared. And to that moment, there wasn't even a scar representing where the sores were prior to that. That man got saved. He started leading the church in a few months. That whole area, and up to this day, the church got planted through what God did. And that's how God works. Suddenly moments where God comes into a place, just like this morning, turns our hearts. But it does require that we are the ones that break the fear in our lives. That God comes in moments like that where the drums are going. Like, have no fear, have no fear. So for you, San Clemente, break every fear in Jesus' name this morning. That God will give you faith. He'll give you the power to move in the supernatural, however that looks. And God wants to do it in this area. We really believe it. I want to challenge and encourage you. Even this week, we were on the water with one of the places that we are on, staying in Newport Beach. And we were with a fireman out there on one of the rescue boats. And as we were coming to the harbor, there were two boats. One was Long Beach. I think it's a cruise liner that's in Long Beach. You could see it in the distance. And as we were coming in, there was a boat, a full military Navy boat. And the boat was a destroyer. It had anti-missile rockets on it and just all these torpedoes. It was a wild-looking thing. And I felt for us for this morning to choose which boat we want to be on. You can come here each week on a Sunday, and you can be on this cruise liner. Maybe you're visiting for the first time. You may be checking out this Josh Jane San Clemente, maybe from another church, or just seeing what church is all about for the first time. You could be on a cruise liner, just cruising and all about me, all about self, just the pleasures of life. But or you can choose to be on the destroyer that has a purpose, has a mission, and God has set you apart for that even this morning. That this morning will be a time, today, as we were praying earlier, today will be the day that you decide, man, I want to make my life count. You'll hear Andrew say it very often. We've got one life to live. One life to live. We want to make it count. So for you this morning, wherever you're at, Andy, so good to have you with us, bro. I met Andy yesterday at the Vans store. So cool. Awesome to have you. And yeah, I just saw you during worship. Andy, just that God, even on a day like this, would bring you to show you the more of what God has. Really into more than just being around church, but to be one that is solid, set apart, that is running forward 100% for what God has. Being equipped. And that's a word that came through this morning, being equipped, ready for what God has. And we trust that even this morning, that seeing what God is doing here and in this time, God's going to do amazing work in your life. But for each of us this morning, that we will choose to get on that ship that has a mission. The mission is to see souls saved, to see Jesus glorified across the nations. And I know most of you in this place have given your life to the Lord somewhere in your life. But this morning, that even as you experience something of Jesus in this place, that something will stir within you. The Bible says that we've all sinned, we've all fallen short of God's perfect standard, but He's made a way. Jesus has made a way for you to have eternal life. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life." And that's what this morning is about, really. We could preach some amazing preachers, but this morning is to tell you that God loves you. If you're in this place and you haven't accepted Jesus, as with me when I was 4 years old, and some of you when you were a little bit older, today is the day that God wants to really bring you into this family. Yes, you could go on this cruise ship, just cruising through life, amazing, just fling the pleasures in the self, or be on the military boat, a Navy boat that's got a mission and it's set apart, it's being, that people are being equipped and ready to take the land for one king, one country. And that's what it really is for us this morning, that we'll be those that are equipped and ready. And I'd really love to pray for the leaders this morning. As I was preparing this morning, that I really feel to pray for the leaders. You guys have been running hard, each one of you. Man, it's just, I look across here, the last few weeks, these guys have been running hard. And we're going to close in a few minutes. I'm not going to preach long. I have a whole preach that I wanted to go into and not going to go there this morning. I feel God, what God is doing. So, Kylie, I'm going to ask you to jump on there again. Up and down. You guys good? It's okay, we just flow this morning a little bit differently. Awesome. If you're a leader in this place, I want you to stand real quickly where you're at. Just, you know, you're in whatever form of leadership. These are guys that are on this boat. They've signed up. They're on this destroyer boat just going. They have a mission. They've been allocated. They are captains. They're in charge of what we're doing. And on this journey, the Bible says we need to have endurance. So I want to gather around this morning. Come lay hands on them. I want you, each of you, stand up where you're at. We're going to pray for them this morning that God will just really reinforce their lives. Yeah, as I saw that boat, the military boat, just a sign of authority that God's given them. That we will be those that are submissive to being under their leadership. So God, this morning for the leadership in this place, in San Clemente, Josh Chen, Lord, we pray for faith to rise within them, Lord. Even this faith we're talking about, to see mountains moved, Lord. Peter, for Mike, Lord, for Jake, for the elders, for the deacons, home group leaders, God. Father, even this morning, in your presence, God, that you'll come. Come, Lord, afresh. Build faith, Lord, supernatural faith, Lord. Let there be no limits. We come against all fear again in Jesus' name, all intimidation of man that's come upon them, Lord. Won't you refresh this morning, God, by your Spirit? Even as when I was 9 years old, Lord, you came upon me like a mighty rushing wind. Suddenly, it's something about the suddenly that when it comes, suddenly like a mighty rushing wind, and the sound that precedes that, even the sound of the drums this morning that's breaking into the spiritual realm this morning, God, the sound upon their lives this morning, a fresh breath of life coming upon them, Lord. So Jesus, when you anoint them as they're here to equip us, thank you for them, God. We pray blessings on them in this time, Lord. Refresh them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'll just keep praying for them. Just pray on them. You strengthen them. These are guys that are giving themselves. They're not on a pleasure cruise. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Come, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And Lord, for us, that we will be the ones that give our lives to you, Lord. The call goes out this morning, Lord. It's the call of all aboard. And that we have to choose this day, today. Choose today who we will serve. And we'll choose to serve you, God, to be equipped, ready for what lies ahead, God. Remove all self. The pleasures of this world will so easily entangle us, God. Come, Lord. Jesus. Thank you for your presence, God. For each person in this place, you've called us here this morning just to experience your presence and your beauty and your love in worship and through each other, Lord. Just the family. Maybe you're here this morning and you've been checking out church, or maybe it's your first time here. And again, absolutely no coincidence that you're in this place. God will set up a meeting like this just for you, for the one. He'll change things around totally just for you, to tell you that he loves you. He has a plan for your life. And it's times like this where he just draws you, and it's a beautiful thing. That God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross just for you. But the Bible does say that we've all sinned, we've fallen short of God's perfect standard. And that separates us. The sin will separate us from God. But today, you can make right with God. Your sins forgiven, guilt taken away, fear removed, bondages broken. Suddenly, God comes in. Those suddenly moments are beautiful. And we'd love to offer you this free gift of life. Free gift. You can't earn it, and you really don't deserve it. You have beautiful leaders around you that will help you grow in the Lord. They'll help you grow into the more. They'll equip you. But you need to respond this morning and admit. The Bible says you need to confess your sins. We've all sinned. We're everyone in this place. But by God's grace, he's made a way. It's a beautiful free gift of God. But like any gift, you have to receive it. You can look at it, but at some point you got to receive it. And this morning we would love to offer you this free gift through Jesus to have your sins forgiven and have eternal life. And can I tell you something? It's not going to be a bed of roses. It doesn't promise you that it's going to be easy. But one thing is, it will be the most exciting ride you will ever have in your life, serving Jesus. I could tell you stories upon stories about what God's done. If you're in this place and you have never responded to the Lord, or maybe you once did, but you've drifted away. I know sometimes we drift away from what God has. And this morning you want to respond to God. It's very simple. It's actually just an outward sign of what's happening in our hearts. We often do it in church circles. We just lift up our hand. It's actually an international sign of surrender. We lift our hand and say, this is actually what's happening in my heart right now. I want to surrender my life. Amen? Thank you. Is anybody else want to lift their hand this morning and just say, I want to give my heart to Jesus? Make sure I see it. Anybody else this morning? Not saying you want to join the church. God bless you, bro. God bless you. Andy, awesome. Amen. Doesn't mean you have to join Josh, Jen, or join 412, but it's the first step of saying, God, I need forgiveness. I need a walk with you. I need a relationship. Maybe some of you are coming back for the first time you've been away with the Lord. If you've been walking away from the Lord, I want to challenge you right now. Come back. Does anybody want to pray for you in the moments like this? These are special moments. And I had a whole preacher was going to blow your socks off. I'm joking. But God set up this whole morning. Even used a crazy guy like Jake to set it up. I mean, that's a miracle right there. It's beautiful. In God's awesomeness. It's just, we stand astounded how we we move aside and God pulls in. If you want to respond and say, I want to give my life back to Jesus. I've been walking and doing my own life. I've been on this pleasure cruise, but I want to get back on the destroyer and just be used, be equipped. Just lift your hand real quick. I'd love to pray with you too. Anybody else? Awesome. Thank you. Anybody else? Beautiful. Man, this is a lovely family. If I was you and I lived in this area, I know which church I would come to. Definitely would be in this one. But pray and ask God that He'll bring you to the right family. And the Bible does say that as we acknowledge Him before man, He'll acknowledge us before the Father. It's actually a beautiful principle of God. Because you know what? As we step forward, not to embarrass anybody, but as we step forward, we've been talking about faith this morning. A large part of, even for me, I'm stepping out in faith this morning, sharing stories, reflecting real quick, what has God done? It's a step of faith. I'm walking on water, I'm kind of wobbling and like, well, holding the Lord's hand. But as we step forward in faith, God comes in. And this morning, I'm going to ask you, in faith, if you raised your hand, or maybe you didn't even raise your hand, I want you to come forward and stand with us here. I'm going to ask some of the leaders, Mike, Peter, come stand with us. Come stand with us. We want to pray this morning. I want you to come forward real quickly. And the reason we do this, if you can't stand forward here, you will never stand forward in the world once you walk out these doors. So come. Awesome, bro. You're beautiful, man. Awesome. Awesome. Lovely. Come. If you lifted up your hand, or maybe you didn't, or you're recommitting your life to the Lord. This is Andy, guys. Beautiful guy. God's called him. He orchestrated this moment. I think Elijah met him this week. And then we walked into the store right afterwards and met him too. He's like, wow, what's the chance of that in the whole of California? God orchestrates moments. Don't miss it. If you want to commit your life to the Lord right now, come forward. We want to recommit. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Anybody else? Awesome. Come forward, yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Come on. Don't wait. Come on, let's give them a hand. This is amazing. This is what church is about. This is what church is about. This morning from the outset, the word was, it's about the one. It's all about the one. Is anybody else? I just want to recommit their lives to the Lord. This is your moment. This is beautiful. Beautiful God. Beautiful God.